We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Happy holiday, everyone. It's Erasmo, the jingle guy I into tomorrow, wishing you a happy holiday and remind you that Christmas is the season of peace and goodwill. Till you go shopping and get the bill. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, boy, good point, Erasmo. He's right about that. Until we get the bill, but we're not going to think about those things right now, right? We're just going to have a very Merry Christmas and hopefully a very Happy New Year until that bill comes in. But don't worry about it. Stay tuned into tomorrow as we continue on this weekend's broadcast as well. It's not too late to be buying some of your favorite tech gifts. And we'll continue to give you that advice as well. All 3 hours on the show today. But right now, joining us to talk about their design and manufacturing of electric cars is the CEO of Electromechanica, Jerry Kroll. Jerry, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Very well. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Well, thank you. Same to you, sir, as well. And glad to have you with us. Of course, I would love an electric car for Christmas. I'll bet you could make that happen.
I absolutely could. And if you're into tech, I'm going to say this right now. An Electromechanica Solo is the number one gift on anybody's Christmas list.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I'm sure that your electric cars are full of tech, which is right up our alley. You know, we'll launch our 24th year coming up next month. So I couldn't imagine something that I would love to talk more about than the kind of tech in an electric car. Tell me a little bit about your company, and then let's get into some of the things, specifically the new Solo.
Oh, sure. We'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary next month, starting in 1959, building hand-built Italian sports cars. And for the last 5 years, we've been in all-electric. The Solo is our flagship product. And it's not just the tech that's in it. It's the fact that you can make an electric vehicle in a one-person configuration, which makes it as disruptive for the automobile industry as the smartphone was disruptive for the computer industry. It's a computer, but the fact that it fits in your pocket makes it revolutionary. With our car, the fact that over 83% of people commute by themselves in a five-person car, now you can do it in a one-person electric car at speeds of up to 85 miles per hour, 100-mile range. That's the revolutionary part of the Electromechanica Solo.
Awesome. So we've seen smart cars, which are not so smart half the time, but they're small, and you basically can fit two people in and maybe a bag of groceries in the back. So are these smaller even than the smart cars running around?
Yeah. And to carry on with the smartphone analogy, you know, the smart car is kind of like a tablet. It's got its use. You've got two people in it, but they're definitely not as popular as a smartphone. The fact that you're traveling by yourself, when you get into it, you can get into any HOV lane because you're 100% full. It's nimble. It's fun to drive. It looks cool. And you can own it for $15,500 or $250 a month. It makes it the go-to vehicle for most families as the best second car you can have for the person who's got to commute back and forth to work.
I mean, that's amazing, and especially the fact that it won't even take such a big bow to put on it for Christmas.
Exactly, it's right. And it plugs into any wall outlet. There's no big infrastructure. You can plug it into any electric plug that you have, and it's good to go.
Now, let's talk about going. How far does it go on a full charge?
so that 83% of commuters, that is our target audience, the furthest these people drive in that group is 20 miles in either direction. So that's the market that we're trying. The Solo will go 100 miles on a single charge, and if you drain it completely to zero, it'll recharge again in 3 hours. Top speed, 85 miles per hour, and 0 to 60 in 8 seconds. About the same performance as you'd get in a convertible Mazda Miata sports car.
Awesome. And they are for one person, right? Is there any room in the back? I mentioned earlier for groceries, or if you got to bring something to work, what have you. Do you have that ability?
Yep. The second big market for the car actually is last mile delivery. There's room for 7 or 8 bags of groceries right behind you in the hatchback. So we're working with 7-Eleven right now. They're very interested in using this as a last mile delivery. DHL is also looking at it as a delivery vehicle. So if you're coming home from work and you need to pick up something at Costco or the grocery store, you have plenty of room to get you and your packages back home.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like, you know, a motorcycle you're trying to carry or something, in which case you have to deal with other issues. But this is truly amazing to me because, and they're street legal, obviously. Are there any states that have any problem with the Solo?
No, I think there's a lot of states that have problems with people, you know, driving big SUVs all
yes.
by themselves. So this is legal in all 50 states. People have been ordering the cars at our website, emvauto.com. They put down their $250 deposit. They select one of 4 colors. And we've been doing deliveries for the last 18 months. 2019 is a watershed year for us as we're getting our first 5,000 massive order coming into the states of California, Washington, and Oregon. So they're going to become a pretty common sight on the West Coast in the next 12 months.
And Jerry, you bring up such an important point. I mean, even if you're not worried, as you should be, I guess, certainly about the environment, but even if that's not your concern, how about the fact that you've just got this big gas-eating vehicle that is taking a whole bunch of fuel and costing you a fortune, if nothing else, whereas an electric vehicle, what are we talking in terms of electricity costs, though? Is that going to skyrocket our light bill?
No, not at all. The value proposition here is if you're spending any more than $250 a month on gasoline as a commuter, this car actually pays for itself because that would be the monthly lease cost. You can plug it in. It charges at night. Most people are spending less than $12 a month on the electricity, and most of the public outlets are free to charge from because it really is a minimal amount of electricity that you use, minimal cost as well.
Yeah.
So it's a value proposition that you're going to see more and more Solos all over the roads. And again, not just on the West Coast, but across the United States and around the world.
Oh, and I would imagine that certainly would be the case. We'll have to arrange to do a test drive at some point, too, and then talk more about it, do a nice video spotlight, the whole bit, just so that we can literally get our hands on it and talk more about it. But I think one of the cool things that you discussed is on a full charge, it could go 100 miles. And, of course, you point out that the average is about 20 miles that people have to commute to and from work. So you've got more than enough to get you to work, back home again, even with a couple of stops. And as a one-person vehicle, look how more efficient you are, incredibly.
Yeah, more efficient and fun, too. You know, Formula One cars are one-seaters, and it's the epitome of a driving instrument. Once you take your first test drive in the Solo and you realize how sporty it is, how fun it is, the fact that you can drive it economically and you're not buying gas becomes secondary to the fact that you're just having more fun than you've ever had on the road before.
Oh, for sure. I can just see it's got to be easy to get around some traffic, too, because it's much smaller. So you can get in and out of
places. Easy to get around in traffic and easy for parking. I've never come into a situation where I couldn't find a parking spot with a Solo yet.
Good point. Now, how can someone, Jerry, test drive a Solo? Are you set up at dealers around the country, or how can they arrange for such a thing?
Yeah, our first foray into the U.S. market is on the West Coast. We have dealers in Portland, Seattle, and in Los Angeles right now. The biggest dealership we have is in Studio City, Los Angeles. So if you're anywhere in that area, go down to the corner of Ventura and Colfax. You'll see the big Mechanica dealership there. It's about an acre big, and all the shiny new Solos out there. Anthony and Sean and David We'll set you up for a test drive. You can take it by Universal Studios and have everybody waving at you and see the next big disruptive revolution in the automobile industry.
And I love your comparison to a smartphone and of course, the difference with the tablets and so forth. I mean, it just makes such perfect sense. What are you looking at in terms of predictions, even, I guess, for electric vehicles and the whole industry as we head further into tomorrow, if you will?
I'm going to predict that in the next 5 years, it'll be as hard to find a gas station as it is a Blockbuster video store.
Oh, geez.
Everybody wants their next car to be an electric car. Gas stations are closing because of the environmental impact and also because real estate prices are forcing them out of business. So you can either drive for 10, 20, 30 miles to find a gas station to pay $100 at, or you can plug in at home for next to free. It's a no-brainer, really.
And I know what some people are thinking, oh, but right now gas is the cheapest it's been in my lifetime in some cases. And that while that might be true, you're still spending a whole lot more than you would be with a car you can literally just plug in and charge it up.
Yeah, by a long shot. You know, everybody says it too. The gas prices go up and down depending on what some anonymous person in some office is determining. So once you're off the gas addiction and you're on clean energy with electricity and you're in your own electric car, the price of gas is as relevant as the price of avocados. That would even be more relevant. You just don't need to use the gas anymore, whether the price is up or down. So get off the gas. Make it your New Year's resolution to stop burning gas into the environment. And let's make the whole planet a better place.
Now, I'm assuming also, Jerry, that the Solo is a very quiet vehicle, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's part and parcel of the whole electric platform. It's faster accelerating, easier on the budget, easier on the ear, and quite frankly, a lot easier on the eye. It's a beautiful design. So once you drive an electric vehicle, you no sooner go back to a gas vehicle than you would go back to a fax machine from the internet.
Yeah, I love your comparisons. They just make perfect sense, and it drives, literally, pun intended, that point home. Tell me now about the interior. Does it come with a radio? Do we have what kind of tech inside the vehicle that we can take advantage of?
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Bluetooth, satellite, Sirius XM radio, heated seats, power steering, power brakes, heater, air conditioning, all the niceties that you'd want. It's not overly heavy. It's one of those vehicles you get in, and it's a driver's vehicle. It's a vehicle that you're having a lot of fun in. One of the beauties of the Mazda Miata convertibles when they came out is they were so intuitive and so driver-oriented.
Yeah.
When you get into the Solo, it's super comfortable. It's got everything that you're looking for, but you really feel like you're part of the vehicle. I like to tell people it's like you're in a Disneyland ride that has escaped the park and it's out on the real road.
Another great analogy. Awesome. And, of course, more info, emvauto.com. I also have electromechanica.com, but I like the other one. It's a lot shorter and easier to remember.
We aim to please. So, check it out. You'll see videos of the cars driving through snow in the desert, packing up $350 of groceries from Costco, all the different things that it can do. It truly is going to be the biggest disruptor in the automobile industry for the next 10 years going forward. You can quote me on that.
Well, we just did, and I love it. Jerry Kroll, the CEO of Electromechanica, and Jerry will invite our audience to check out the single-passenger car, the Solo vehicle, at emvauto.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and I look forward, as I say, to a test drive one of these days, and maybe somebody will drive one down here to Miami, and then we'll see how it does in the Miami weather, and then talk even more about it on the show, and look forward to getting you back. It's a great thing to talk about.
Great stuff. My pleasure. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the best for a clean, healthy, and prosperous 2019.
And the very same to you too, sir. Thank you very much. Jerry Kroll, CEO of Electromechanica, again, emvauto.com. Meantime, I'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.